Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions.
So the kid stopped taking his pills. I'm off the case.
It was only a 2-week contract, right?
Yes, but why do you think he stopped taking them?
What makes you think he stopped taking them?
They didn't renew my role, and there's no way that Christopher's gathered the nerve to tell Blue how he feels after that horrible night in the closet.
I thought you were getting him out of the closet.
I'm trying, but he keeps fighting back. It's like he's determined to keep this a fantasy.
He hasn't gone off sleep sound, Mitch. His file was transferred this morning.
No.
They offered me the case.
Please don't take it, Oliver.
Why not?
If you take this on, you're going to ruin him with nightmares. I can't let you do that.
Well, maybe it's time to try a different approach.
A different approach?
Sometimes fear is a good thing. I can scare him straight out of the closet.
You really think so?
Give me one night with him.
Like I haven't heard that before.
I'll scare him so good he'll be skipping back to fantasies in no time.
That's not how it works.
Of course it is. Christopher's most scared of the thing he most desires. I'm telling you, he just needs a new perspective.
But even if you accept the case, don't you think people will get suspicious when they see that we're both working for the same client? Someone who...
needs a good scare more than anybody?
Ugh, do you really want to do this?
I'm coming around to the idea.
You'd better be good to him then. He needs someone who understands what he's going through.
I don't understand. I never wanted to hide.
Sometimes it doesn't matter what you want. It's about what we have to do to get by.
Sure. I'll take good care of little Christopher while you're busy getting by. Alright, everybody. We're getting psychological here. No holding back. I want you guys on standby for the real kicker. Let's show this kid a good time, huh?
Doesn't he have enough demons? I heard he's...
I don't care what you heard. We're scaring him proper tonight. I don't know what the writers think is so spooky about a beat-up Supra, but we'll make it work. Everyone, places!
Take this.
A coffee bean?
Chris, watch where you're going!
You're falling asleep at the wheel.
One bean won't...
Good, good. Monsters, at the ready?
You're going the wrong way!
One bean won't...
You need to look up.
Just turn around.
You have to stop!
I can't.
Should we go on, boss?
Jesus Christ.
Because I feel like he's pretty loaded with all this shit.
No kidding.
Hello, this is Christopher Carter. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hey, it's Blue. I was wondering if you got any feedback from the school board on our presentation, and, also I'd like to talk to you. I'm gonna start drafting a proposal for the plant-based lunch campaign, and I'm making tofurkey burgers tonight, so, see you around?
That was a nightmare.
Is everything okay?
You could have warned me.
I told you the writers don't take this case seriously.
Don't blame the writers for this one, babe. It's all in his head. He knows who he is, and he doesn't care. He just keeps running himself over.
He's doing his best, Ollie.
No. He literally ran himself over, like, 10 times last night, with his car.
You said you could help him.
I can't change the way a dreamer sees himself.
But you could show him what it's like on the other side.
The irony might just flatten your frown lines. What's it like on the other side, Mitch?
You know what it's like, Ollie.
Why is it so important for him to be out and not us?
We can't anymore. You knew that when you came here.
I never thought we'd be hiding for this long. Christopher isn't hiding from a soul except himself.
You never faced the same kind of pressure as him.
He has a perfect life.
Hardly.
Excuse me. He's got 100 dorky friends at school. He gets good enough grades and doesn't get bullied anymore. His parents are still together like a fucking miracle, and he actually gets along with his older sister. That's not pressure. That's privilege.
Well, there's a reason I like working with him so much.
Yeah, he reminds you of you.
No. He reminds me of you.
Is that a compliment?
You should read his file a little closer. You know, he drives an 88 Supra.
82. I noticed.
Hello, this is Christopher Carter. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
You weren't in school today and I wanted to make sure you were okay. We don't have to talk about it, but we can if you want to. Bye.
Morning, Mitch.
Evening, Mr. Title.
Wanna smoke?
Already had my coffee. Don't wanna risk it.
On second thought, wasted David Schwimmer seems to have taken up real estate on our sidewalk. I'll come in with you. Have some spare change, man. Take it easy.
Such a good Samaritan.
Don't hold it against me.
Excuse me?
Mr. Martin!
Oh, good. It's for you. I don't have any more humanitarianism left in me today.
My charity will be not ripping her a new one.
Mr. Martin, if you have a moment.
For work?
It's not actually about the production. I was wondering about your trial.
Moment's up. I'm out of here.
I was just curious. Does the Reverie have the right to detain their employees?
I just crashed here for a week while they sorted out my innocence. I wasn't detained.
Why wouldn't you leave then?
I would have beaten the charges.
But if you were found guilty?
Don't say the word guilty around me unless you want to see a real crime.
This was a mistake. I'll leave you.
Finally, a good idea. Try asking Mr. Lovett all of this next time. See how far that gets you.
It'd be better not to mention anything.
About what?
Mr. Lovett!
You had a question?
No!
Damn, where'd Oliver go? He'd love this.
What is it, child?
I was only asking Mr. Martin if he'd heard the reviews of his performance.
And he thought such a question would be better directed at me?
He is a deeply troubled man.
That much is clear. On your way, Mrs. Hendricks.
Are you ready to go through this stuff?
Are you?
I could use the distraction.
Hit me with it, then.
So, he's a bit of a nerd, you know. He's in school clubs, but all he wants to do is connect with people and look out for them.
And on the weekends he gets so high, he didn't even notice the homosexual panic.
Well, he's working with Blue on all these environmental initiatives. The two of them have agreed to go vegan for the month, like a blood pact.
A vegan blood pact? You're such a romantic, Mitch. This stuff is dead-ass boring.
Fine. Figure it out on your own, then.
I'm just joking around. What's got your toenails in a twist?
It's nothing.
Did Miranda say something?
She was asking me what right the Reverie has to lock people up.
Hypothetically, or?
In the context of my trial, if I was found guilty, she said.
You think it was a threat?
It seemed like genuine concern.
I don't think she's capable of that, but she does seem totally disillusioned to the events surrounding your trial, particularly her involvement in it.
Which I hope means it wasn't a threat. But why else would she be asking?
Who cares? Miranda's only slightly less interesting than this Christopher kid.
All right. Well, see right there? He collects all sorts of vintage stuff.
Yeah, CDs.
CDs aren't vintage. What would make you happy, Oliver?
To get off this job and work for a client the writers actually care about.
Well, you're in this now, and it's your own damn fault for taking the case. So you're directing this kid's nightmares until he's ready to face himself for real in fantasies. Like you promised.
I can't direct someone through self-inflicted tyranny. I mean, if I was in charge of the scripts, I could have this kid out and proud in a week.
Oh, yeah?
Easy. I'd just show him the replays of his performance with that feisty chick. Even better, I'd show him her nightmares about having sex with him. Nothing scares like honesty, baby.
You seem a bit too confident.
Yeah, what can I say? I know the tortured mind.
Prove it, then. Take a seat in the writer's room. Show them what they're missing with this kid. If anyone can revamp his nightmares, it's gotta be you.
I'm not a writer.
You could be, and right now, I think Christopher needs you to be.
Yeah, I need a smoke.
I think this could be a really good thing for you.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Fucking writer's room can't do anything fucking right. We're better off directing. God damn it. Fucking fire. Can't flame. Fuck. Ah, fuck! Oh, dude, you scared me.
Need a light?
Yeah, thanks. Swimmer.
Don't suppose I can bum a smoke?
Whatever. You can't loiter here, though. This is private property.
My son is in there.
At Sleep County? I doubt it.
This is the last address I have from him.
You're not gonna find anyone here. You probably want to take a shower before you track him down anyway.
I've had a tough few weeks.
No offense, but I can tell.
My son is in there.
I doubt I'd know anyone who runs in your circles, man.
His name is Jonah.
And he lives here?
That's right. You know him?
No.
What are you doing here, then?
I sell mattresses.
Oh. Can I take a look at your selection?
You look like you could barely afford an air mattress, let alone a queen-size memory foam.
Well, your customer service leaves something to be desired. Are you sure you're a salesman?
Doesn't matter, because you're not a customer. You're just some guy in the parking lot.
My name is Eli, and I've come a long way for this.
Not my problem. You'd better forget about your son. He's long gone by now.
Where? Do you know where he is?
No, but good luck finding him. Hey, Mr. Lovett. Got a sec?
Of course. Come in, Mr. Tidal.
Right. Well, I've been giving it some thought, and I'm ready to move up in the company. I'd like to put my name in the ring for the writer's room.
Is that so?
If it's not too late.
You think it's that easy?
I don't see why not.
Very well, then. People like you and Mr. Martin belong on cases like this.
You think I care what anyone thinks?
I would think of it as a warning. Your work here is valued, as is your discretion.
You know what? I'm actually really very quite happy in nightmares, and I'm sure Christopher...
Close the door on your way out.
But I...
That's all, Mr. Tidal.
Mitch?
Hey, what's up?
Say hello to the latest addition to the writer's room.
That's great.
I don't know.
I can't believe you're going to be a writer.
You're going to be a writer.
Yeah, I mean, I should go.
How did this happen?
Well, after years of begging me to join the writer's room, I finally conceded to Lovett's request.
He begged you? Mr. Lovett begged.
Yeah, but... maybe now that I'm stepping down from production, they'll let you direct a nightmare for once. It'll be like your, dream come true.
Oh, I don't think I'm going anywhere for the time being.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess the director's really got you under his thumb, huh?
We've all got something to prove here.
Some of us more than others.
I do what my job necessitates.
And a little extra, huh?
I'm not humoring you, Oliver. I'm late for my shift.
We don't do shift work here.
I just don't understand how Oliver, a buffoon of a child in a man's body, got begged to join the writer's room. I mean, that's a promotion I have waited nearly a decade for, and now I am stuck here with you while he gets the job of my dreams.
Yeah, well, you're not actually a prisoner here, so I don't think our circumstances are all that comparable.
I may not be in a cell, but I am wasting away at this company.
I don't know if I'm up for this today. What if instead you told me a nice, soothing story?
Oh, sure. Talk down to me like everyone else here. God forbid I have anything valuable to say.
That's not...
What does Oliver have to write about anyway?
Who cares? What would you even write about if you made it to the writer's room?
I mean, I have plenty of stories.
You barely even lived outside of this place. None of us have.
Speak for yourself. I was married when I came here.
Does that make you the leading expert on romance?
Okay, well, my marriage probably isn't the best place to start for romance, but I've had a connection since then.
A connection? With who?
Does it matter with whom? I know enough to write for fantasies.
Was it someone at the Reverie?
I'm not telling you.
Not even a good storyteller then, are you?
You're right. I'd probably be an even worse writer than Oliver. Do you want to get the silent treatment again?
No. No, thank you. Come on, Miranda. I just wonder, like, what do you want to write about?
Anything, really. Growing up, I used to volunteer at the library in our ward. The old woman who ran the shop loved science fiction and fantasy. She kept a whole cellar full of books, and I would spend my shifts poring over them, praying that I could write my own stories one day.
That's awesome.
And now I'm nearly done a 10-year contract with no hopes of getting any real experience by the time I'm finished here. And knowing the Reverie, they'll rope me back into another decade just to string me along like last time.
But you worked in production for ages. That's gotta count for something.
Jonah, I would never make it outside this place. You know that.
Unless you try, you'll never know.
Maybe.
Well, how about it? Got a story for me?
Are you really that bored?
They don't even let me have books. The only thing I got to keep was this gemstone. It was from my mom.
You're lucky they let you have a bed after the stunt you pulled.
You think I got lucky here?
Well, everyone knows what you did.
Everyone but me, apparently.
Come on. Oliver told everyone he had to drive the girl halfway back to Canada.
What girl?
The one you brought here. I heard you dragged her down to the subconscious chamber and tried to knock over her cauldron.
Oliver said that? That's ridiculous. Why would you listen to him?
Aren't you two best friends?
Some friend let me rot in a cell for a year, right under his feet.
What is it anyway? The drug they're testing.
It's fucking terrible is what it is. It's supposed to teach you new information in the dream state. Right now they're trying to get me to learn Latin and algebra.
And? Does it work?
That's a great question, and honestly, one I wish that someone had asked before they started injecting it into my bloodstream!
Maybe they should have chosen a test patient with a greater intellectual bandwidth.
Good luck finding someone like that this far north of Silicon Valley.
What about you?
What about me?
Did you have someone outside of here? Someone you had a connection with?
No.
Come on. You can't have been that bad in the romance department.
My record isn't great so far. My first time in a girl's fantasy literally landed me in a cell.
Oh, well, I'm sure one day you'll find someone who finds your whole vibe charming.
If I ever get out of here, that is.
You will.
If you really don't think I deserve to be in here.
I never said that.
But you can't possibly think that this is ethical.
I thought you didn't want to escape.
Well, of course I want to escape. This isn't exactly a holiday for me.
That doesn't mean I can help you.
I don't know why I expected any better from you. I said I don't
know why. Damn, she put me on mute. This is going to be a long summer. Wait, it is summer, right?
Dreamers was created by Jillian Reynolds, with sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, audio compilation by Christopher Overgaard, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Frank Page as Mitchell, Owen Francis as Oliver, Nico Carter as Blue, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Jason Pettyjohn as Eli, Monica Bagrich as Miranda, Adam Muxlow as Bruce, and Aiden Cottrow as Jonah. This episode also featured Lucas Amato. For more information about Dreamers, follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps. The bits they'd forgotten about are thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most. Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.